no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. The Brewers pennant race is heating up. Guarantee first dibs on your spot at the ballpark this postseason with your deposit on a 2024 season ticket plan. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Brewers Baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Before we continue, 10 for identification on the Brewers Radio.
98.3 FM, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Sal Frelick leading off, takes a strike, and it's 0-1 on him. Michaelis, this one hit to short. And the play this time by Wynn, he got to that one a little quicker. Frelick retired on a 6-3 ground out. Here's Willie Adames. Craig Counsell talked about him on his pregame show today about what a great job he has done as the Brewers shortstop. Defense, you can't do better. He has had an amazing year in the pitch. Strike looking, and it's 0-1. Grinny, we were talking about postseason play. We've been talking about it for quite a while now. And the pitch. Inside, he missed. Philadelphia has a chance to lock it up tonight, too, right?
Yeah, the Phillies clinch tonight with a win or a loss by the Marlins, Cubs, or D-backs. One of those three.
This one is hit to right center and deep. It is going to get off the wall. And Willie Adames cruising in the second base with a standing $75 double. Courtesy of West Penn, the silver lining to the MACFA for every double hit by a Brewers batter. Donaldson coming up now. Go ahead.
So the Phillies in kind of a similar situation with the first wild card spot that the Brewers are in terms of clinching the division. Win and you're in, or if the teams that are chasing you lose, that also gets you in at this point in time.
Donaldson took one a little bit high on a breaking ball, and it's 1-0 on the Brewers' third baseman.
So Philadelphia right now is in that top wild card spot, but you've got Arizona and the Cubs tied for the next two spots.
Here's the 1-0 delivery, and he missed down low and away. Go ahead.
Then you have the Marlins a game back, and Cincinnati 2.5 back. Now the Cubs, the interesting thing about them is they don't have the tiebreaker over any of these teams they're contending with.
2-0 delivery from Michaelis. Here it is, and he's low inside. 3-0. Go ahead.
So that's like another half game in the standings, essentially, because if the Cubs end up in a tie with Miami or in a tie with, say, the Diamondbacks for that last spot, it's going to go to the other team because they have the tiebreaker.
3-0 delivery is high and inside, and a free ride for Donaldson. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, a free ride for Donaldson. Go ahead. Now, the Cubs have to win them all.
Well, it's for the division, yes.
Yes.
Yes, they would have to win out, and the Brewers would have to lose out.
We've been talking about the Cubs so much, and breaking ball, low and inside on Terang. We've been talking about the Cubs so much and, you know, the battle with the Crew, and they're going to be here to wind up the season. But the Brewers, all they have to do is win one game and yeah, everything's over. That one drops low. Michaelis missed again, 2-0.
And the Cubs would have to go to Atlanta and sweep the Braves. They're up 2-0 right now in the top of the third in Atlanta.
I mean, they can do it.
Yeah.
2-0 delivery. Hit in the air into shallow left. Going to be caught by Wynn. Easy pop fly. And Tyrone Taylor is going to be the batter. Go ahead, Green.
But the Brewers have seen a lot of the Marlins these last 2 weeks, and there's a decent chance that when it's all said and done that the Marlins are coming here and starting a wild card series next Tuesday. That absolutely could happen.
That's why that series down in Miami was so huge. Not only for the Brewers, all the Brewers had to do is win one game, a swing and a pop-up into shallow right. This is going to be played by Tommy Edmond, and the inning is over. Talk more when we come back. Third's coming up, nothing, nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology, touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP, always everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips. Bart.
The third is on, and to continue with playoff action, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. Yeah, those final couple of spots in the wild card standings are going to be really intriguing over this final six-day stretch of the season. As Andrew Kisner takes outside, it's 1-0. You have, as we said, the Marlins just a game back. The Diamondbacks and the Cubs are tied in the standings currently. 1-0 pitch is in there with a breaking ball. It's 1-1. And the Reds aren't completely out of it yet. It's
not
starting
yet
to get a little tough for them math-wise, but the Reds could still make a charge and find their way in. 1-1 is swung on and chopped foul at the plate. It's 1-2.
Braves have everything locked. I mean, they're not worried about anything anyway, no matter who they're playing. The 100 wins for them.
The Braves can clinch the number one overall seed with a win and two Dodgers losses. So they're heading in that direction. Here's a called third strike on Kisner. And another ortho ASAP strikeout for Hauser, his third. And they've all been looking so far here tonight for Adrian. And there's one away for Jose Fermin. And, of course, we're really interested in who those last couple of wild card spots are, because that's going to be the Brewers' opponent, the more than likely the sixth seed. As the first pitch is strike to Fermin, and it's 0-1, is going to be the team coming here a week from tonight.
Yeah, and I want to get this one done here.
One is rolled fallow, and two, yeah, everybody will just feel better once this is in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, you know,
right?
that whole Miami series was, you know, a little testy. All right, okay, maybe tomorrow. But I want to get it done. I wish they'd have won down in Miami, too, and get it done here against St. Louis.
Well, they win 16-1 on Friday, and it just felt inevitable with Woodruff and Peralta on the mound the next 2 days that – they'd get one of those two, and this would be wrapped up before they came home. 0-2 pitch. And that is down low, and it's one ball and two strikes. But I think everybody was in agreement on the plane ride home Sunday night that we're going to get home and do it in front of the fans and let you party with the team, too.
Yeah, and but we knew Miami, you know, was going to be tough.
Yeah. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Fermin, and he took it low. It's two balls and two strikes. That's a good lineup with some speed and
absolutely
some power. And they're going to be a challenge for anybody that could draw them in the postseason if they indeed find their way in. 2-2 pitch, and Fermin took down and in, and it's three balls and two strikes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when you look down the road, a little pitching for Miami, and that's going to be a repeat job for them.
That's the one thing with those Marlins, as the 3-2 pitch from Hauser's is swing and a miss, and a two-seam fastball. And it is ortho ASAP strikeout number 4 for Adrian. There's two away, and nobody on now for the number 9 hitter in Mason Wynn. Is they have two really good young arms, but one is Sandy Alcantara. They've shut him down for the season. And the same thing with Yuri Perez, who's that young 20-year-old that we saw here in that series in Milwaukee. High fly ball, deep center field, but playable as Frelick goes back on it and to his right. And he makes the catch in another quick inning for Adrian Hauser here in a scoreless top of the third. We go to the bottom of 3-0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Overlooking Long Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin, Harborview Pub and Eatery is the place for your summer fun. From watching the Brewers to summer volleyball leagues, or simply enjoying a cold beverage on the deck. Batter up with all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry, deep-fried or broiled. Saturdays on deck is a prime rib dinner, and hitting cleanup on Sundays, all-you-can-eat barbecued ribs. Harborview Pub and Eatery, overlooking Long Lake and Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin, serving 10:30 to 9 p.m. every day.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Join us Friday, September 29th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 92country.com, or on the Civic Media Mobile app for Winter and Birchwood hosting Roaming and Betterment Mercer co-op team. Also at 7 p.m., join us on 103.1 for Phillips hosting Northwoods and Solon Springs. High school football brought to you by 98Q Country, local Civic Media radio station.
Miranda Lambert,
Brad Paisley,
Seth Brown Band.
We play them all.
98Q
Country.
No score as we go to the bottom of the third here at American Family Field. Brewers and Cardinals, game one of this three-game series. And Christian Yelich to lead things off for the Brewers against Miles Michaelis. And the first pitch missed inside with a slider. It's 1-0. Time for our Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Ellen McKenzie's our contestant. As the curveball drops in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Ellen's from Cedarburg, and Ellen will win a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning, as Yelich takes a curveball low, and it's two balls and one strike. Visit WTMJ.com to enter and for official contest rules. 2-1 pitch. Yelich chops that one foul at the plate, and it's two balls and two strikes. We're just talking about the postseason, though, and all the different scenarios, Hugh. But the biggest thing, and fortunately for this organization, I think we've learned this with all of these postseason appearances over the last 6 years. As Michaelis looks in and working out of the windup, brings home the 2-2 pitch, and Yelich took low. It's full now, three balls and two strikes. That once you get in, anything can happen. And we've seen teams like the Nationals make a run in 2019. The Braves did it in 21. 3-2 pitch. And Yelich took down and in for ball four, and he works the walk to lead off this bottom of the third. You just got to get in and see what happens from there, because anything goes once you get to the postseason.
Yeah, that's the difference maker, getting in. Once you get there, and you know, not to say I know what I'm talking about, I've been there, but that did happen. You know, we did win a World Championship one year. But, I mean, in some of those games that you're fighting to win the championship.
Contreras, the batter, and he takes a strike.
To get you there, to get you to postseason play, I don't care who your pitchers are and your pitching staff, sometimes it doesn't work that way. It doesn't go well.
A one. Swing and a miss at a slider down and away, and it's 0-2.
And he doesn't have his best up, or maybe he does have his best up, and somebody bops one on you. And you have to live with that. That's all there is to it. You can't do anything about it.
I think that's the one thing sometimes we forget about when you get to October. 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate, and it stays at 0-2. Pitching gets you there. Pitching's usually what gets you through October as well, but so many of these guys are stacking innings on top of 200 or 210 innings over the course of the regular season, and they're pushing themselves beyond a normal season. 0-2 pitch. And Contreras through the right side and into right center field for a base hit. Yelich turns second. He's on his way to third. And the Brewers have him on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom of the third. He has gotten so good at that, has Contreras, going the other way. And in many cases, just taking the legs out of his swing and just poking that ball through the right side. And the Brewers in business here now against Miles Michaelis. And here's Carlos Santana. Michaelis comes set in the pitch. And Santana rips one down the right field line. This is a fair ball and into the corner. Yelich will score. Contreras is going to be held at third. It's an RBI double for Santana. And the Brewers strike first. It's 1-0 Milwaukee. Carlos Santana wasted no time to jump on that pitch and pull it into the right field corner. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Spin, the silver lining, and an opportunity for a really big inning here for the Brewers. With second and third, nobody out, and now Mark Canna coming to the plate. Michaelis, first pitch, and Canna hit by the pitch, and he'll head to first. Now, Canna is looking back. I think that Corey Blazer is claiming this was a foul ball and that it hit the knob of the bat, and Corey Blazer is calling this a foul ball. Canna was on his way to first, and Corey Blazer's calling him back. So now Craig Counsell's out of the dugout, and the Brewers will determine whether or not they want to challenge this. And we get a look at the replay here. It does look like it hit the knob of the bat. Looking at the replay, I think Corey Blazer got it right.
Yeah, he did. And Craig Counsell, he wasn't out there very long. And he told Blazer, forget about looking at it. It did. It hit the knob of the bat just the way you called it. And Cardinals are going to break on that one.
Canna is hit by so many pitches, you just trust him.
Once
he starts heading to first, he just assumed that he got hit by the pitch. Here's the 0-1. And this is a swing and a miss. Good sinker down and in from Michaelis, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, we've talked so much about the big hits that he's come up with, extra base hits, but a few of the times that we're talking about, it's when he's been hit.
Yeah. 0-2 pitch. And he took down and in, and it's one ball and two strikes. Yeah, there's times where he has a magnet in there. And it's been in some big spots, too, where he has been hit by a pitch to make a difference in a game. One, two offering. And he hits it in the air and fouling out of play down the right field line. It stays at 1-2. But that, going back to that conversation about pitching, that's the other part, is you don't know if guys are going to be out of gas sometimes by the time they get to October, because They have to be workhorses all season long over the course of the marathon that is 162-game schedule. 1-2 pitch, and Cannon hits it fouling out of play behind home plate.
You're right, and it's not only the guy who's on the mound doing the pitching, but, you know, sometimes you got to give the other guy a little credit. He's a little bit better than your guy on that particular night, and he makes it work.
One ball and two strikes on Canna. Michaelis brings home the pitch and the breaking ball in there for a called third strike. Boy, that was a beautiful curveball from Miles Michaelis to get the first out of this inning. Just his second strikeout of the night. And there's one away now for Sal Frelick, who was 0 for 1 tonight. He grounded out to short back in the second. And most of the pitching matchups are ace versus ace, one versus two. First pitch to Frelick is swung on and fouled straight back into the net, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who your guy is. I mean, on that particular night, he could be the best guy you have on your staff. But on that particular day or night, sometimes, as I said before, the other guy is a little bit better.
A one to Frelick, and that's fouled off the gear of Kisner. It's no balls and two strikes.
Little broken bat jobs fall in there. Yeah. You know, a base on balls and a stolen base with a bad throw, something that leads to a run, and that is all you need sometimes. You know that.
0-2 pitch. Chopper on the left side. Charging it is the third baseman for Mean. His throw to first nearly pulls Goldschmidt off the bag, but he's able to hold it. And no advance from the runners. It is a 5-3 putout for Mean, and there's two away now. And the Brewers hoping they can get more than one here in this bottom of the third. Yeah, look, over the course of a long season, luck kind of works itself out. It evens out, but it doesn't have to in a five-game series. Luck's a part of it, and I know people don't like to hear that, but that comes into play a lot in the postseason. Here's Adames in the first pitch swinging, and he comes up empty. It's 0-1.
Yep, I mean, I've been there and caught some of those games and caught some of those pitches, and guys that you don't think sometimes are going to be any kind of a problem turn out to be just that.
A one pitch, and Willie took high. It's one ball and one strike. You look at some of the different MVPs of the NLCS or World Series over the years, they're not all future Hall of Famers. Guys get hot at the right time, and they make a difference. The 1-1, and this is popped foul and out of play behind home plate. And it's 1-2. Most are really good players, but it's pretty hard to perform on that stage unless you're pretty special at your craft. The yellow towel's in effect here at American Family Field on this 1-2 pitch to Adames. Michaelis brings it home, and Willie took low with a curveball. Good take, and it's 2-2. Brewers passing out those postseason towels before the game tonight. Getting ready for postseason baseball starting a week from today. 2-2 pitch. And Adames took outside. Boy, he is working this count. And the count is now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Contreras at third. Santana's at second. There are 2 outs. 1 run in here in the bottom of the third against Michaelis. And now he's going to step off and use a disengagement. He's up to 54 pitches so far for the right-hander for St. Louis. Has the one he wants. And the 3-2 pitch. And lined into a one-hop to the glove of Fermin. To his feet, throws to first in time. What a play by the Cardinals' third baseman. Oh, Adames hit it on the screws. Fermin leaped to his right and laid out and got it on a hop and took extra bases away from Willie, and he saved 2 runs in doing so. Brewers do get a run, and it's 1-0 crew as we head to the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards, That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you.
Calling all kids and seniors. For select weekday afternoon home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on Brewers tickets. Courtesy of WPS Health Insurance. Check out the schedule and get your seats at brewers.com/deals. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people. Join today by going to joinallofus.org.
Well, no Nolan Arenado, no problem for the Cardinals defensively in that bottom of the third. A couple of nice plays made by Fermin, their third baseman, that saved a couple of runs at least for the Cardinals. And now Tommy Edman on the second pitch he sees from Hauser. Bounces one back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. So that is the first base runner of this game for the Cardinals. Hauser had retired the first nine that he had faced. And now Edman is aboard and the leadoff man is on for Paul Goldschmidt. Schneider's professional truck drivers remind you to put your phone away while driving and to use extra caution in work zones. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0 Brewers. And Hauser's pitch to Goldschmidt is hit in the air, right field. Long run for Taylor, and Taylor is going to run out of room. It'll find the seats in foul territory, and it's 0-1. Goldschmidt grounded out to Donaldson back in the first inning. He's 0-1. He's 1-10 on this road trip so far for the Cardinals. One of the few regulars still in this lineup at this point. Arenado's season is over. Wilson Contreras will end the season on the injured list as well. 0-1. This is hit pretty well out to center, but Frelick breaking in on it, goes into a slide and made a tremendous catch as he broke in and to his right and made a great read off the bat. And Sal Frelick made a great catch for the first out here in the top of the fourth. Here's Lars Nootbaar. Had him played the other way, so had to cover a ton of real estate to get there in time for Sal. But he continues to play exceptional defense out there in center and in right field, wherever Craig Counsell puts him. Nootbaar takes outside. It's 1-0. Nootbaar struck out against Hauser back in the first inning. And is 0-1 tonight. Hauser comes set in the 1-0 pitch. And that missed a little bit low and outside with a sinker. And it's two balls and no strikes. Cincinnati has come back to take the lead on Cleveland, 9-7 in the bottom of the sixth. Cubs with a 4-0 lead in Atlanta over the Braves in the top of the fourth. Pitch is low. And it goes to 3-0 on Nootbaar. Runner at first and one out. Top of the fourth with the roof closed here in Milwaukee. 3-0 pitch fills up the zone with a two-seam fastball. And it's 3-1 on Nootbaar. Hitting .263 on the night coming in. 13 home runs, 43 driven in. Hauser's 3-1. There goes the runner. The pitch is ball four anyway. And so Edman will go to second on the walk of Nootbaar First walk issued by Hauser, and now first and second and one away for St. Louis. So a little bit of trouble to navigate here for Adrian as the red-hot Jordan Walker coming to the plate. Walker in the midst of a 10-game hitting streak, one of the longer hitting streaks active right now in Major League Baseball. The longest active streak is William Contreras in his 12-gamer that's now a 13-gamer after he had the base hit in the bottom of the third. Hauser's pitch, and Walker a swing and a miss at the slider, and it's 0-1. Hauser struck Walker out back in the second inning. A one pitch. Pulled down the left field line. This could be trouble. It's fair. It's foul. Not by much, but it was. And Hauser out in front of Walker here. No balls and two strikes. Well, scoreless third inning was brought to you by Carbless, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktail. No carbs, no sugar. Try a variety of flavors that are available right here at the ballpark, or you can get it at your local grocer. This is more. No balls and two strikes on Walker. Contreras setting up low and away in the 0-2 pitch. Got him looking. Two-seam fastball clipped the low inside corner. And Hauser with his fifth ortho ASAP strikeout of the night, and there's two down. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So a big strikeout for the second out. And now Hauser will contend with Richie Palacios. And the pitch is a ball. Not sure where that missed. One ball and no strikes. The count here on Palacios. One oh pitch. Fouled back and out of play, and it's 1-1. Palacios popped up in foul territory to Donaldson back in the second inning. 0-1 in this game tonight. Homered in that series against the Brewers last week in St. Louis. The 1-1 pitch. Palacios swings on it and fouls it straight back into the net again. And now it's 1-2 on the Cardinals left fielder. Takes a second to step out of the box and now gets back in there. Hauser looking in. The 1-2 pitch. And he missed inside with a two-seam fastball. And it's even now, two balls and two strikes. A very close pitch. Didn't get the call that time from Corey Blaser. Good take by Palacios. Here's the 2-2. And he hits it foul and out of play down the left field line. Stays at two balls and two strikes on Palacios. First two base runners of this game for St. Louis coming here in the top of the fourth. Edmund with a leadoff single, a one-out walk to Newbar, but Hauser's got two outs and a chance to get out of it right here. The 2-2. And he missed low with a curveball. And the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Lucan Baker is in the on-deck circle for St. Louis. It's 1-0 Milwaukee, top of the fourth. Hauser looks in, as the one he wants from Contreras. And the 3-2 pitch. There go the runners. And it is a fair ball inside the first base bag. Kicks into right field. One run is in. Rounding third and headed for home is Newbar. He's going to score. It's a two-run double from Palacios and the Cardinals with a 2-1 lead. Well, that was fair by the slimmest of margins. It hit the bag at first. Santana dove and tried to keep it on the infield, but he wasn't going to get to it. And then it hit that little cutout and kicked into right field. And you knew at that point that it was major trouble. So the Cardinals have answered with two runs of their own against Hauser here. And with the runners moving because of 3-2 count, Nubar, with good speed, able to score all the way from first base on the play. So now Lucan Baker comes to the plate. Cardinals with a 2-1 advantage, and Chris Hook is out to talk things over with Adrian Hauser. He had been cruising, 9 up and 9 down before this inning. Well, the Crews headed back to the postseason for the fifth time in the last six seasons. And the action's going to start at home. Wild Card Series October 3rd through the 5th. Get your tickets now. Make sure you have your seats at brewers.com/postseason. Hauser looks in. And the first offering to Baker is inside. It's 1-0. Baker flied out to center back in the second inning. 0-for-1 in this game so far. And the 1-0 pitch. There's a strike with a two-seamer. And it's 1-1. Baker put up huge numbers in AAA this year. They haven't really translated at the big league level in the sample that he's been up. 1-1. And that missed low with a slider. Two balls and a strike on Baker. Kisner in the on-deck circle. Two runs home in the inning for St. Louis. 2-1 pitch. And there's a slider that missed low again. Three balls and a strike. He is not getting that low strike call right now. And he's falling behind to some of these Cardinals hitters. 3-1 to Baker. And that is hit foul on the ground, third base side. And the count is full again at three balls and two strikes. So at a full count with Palacios. Palacios ends up ripping the double down the first baseline. See if he can put away Baker here and get the Brewers' bats to the plate in the bottom half of the fourth here. 3-2 pitch. And a bouncer towards short. Charging it as Adames has it in plenty of time. Fires across. And the inning is over. But the Cardinals get two on a couple of hits, and they strand a runner. We go to the bottom of four. It's 2-1 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar. Or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Sharpen your investment and retirement strategy at the Annex Wealth Management Navigating the Markets presentation. What are the headwinds for portfolios in excess of $1 million? Will the long-awaited recession actually happen? And what can you do to calibrate your portfolio? Navigating the Markets takes place October 5th at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts in Brookfield. This premier event is open to everyone. Complete details and sign up at annexwealth.com/events. The American economy is at a critical juncture. What's next? Join us for Navigating the Markets from Annex Wealth Management.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's 2-1 St. Louis as we go to the bottom of the fourth. And Josh Donaldson to lead things off for the Brewers against Michaelis. And the first pitch swinging, and he fouls it up and out of play, first base side. It's 0-1. Michaelis has had to work a little bit tonight. Brewers with four hits against him already through the first three innings. They've pushed a run across. A one is swung on and fouled back our way, and I dropped it. Actually wore that off my chest. I tried. That's going to be the only chance I get to get that baseball. And I dropped it. I dropped it all together. Donaldson takes a called third strike. And he is gone to start up the bottom of the fourth inning. Where's the baseball at? Where did it end up? I think it's at Uber. It's at Uke's feet over here. He's disappointed in me. Here's Bryce Durang, and the pitch missed inside, and it's 1-0.
I caught it just like I used to catch the knuckleball. Wait till it stops rolling.
You're mad that I tried to catch it, I think. The 1-0 is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. It was coming in pretty hot.
Yeah. Yeah, you did the right thing. Put yourself in front of me.
Durang fouls it up and out of play, and it's 1-2. Everybody was looking for us to throw it down there. We should throw it down there now when they're not looking at us.
We got.
Here's the 1-2. Durang pops it up. This one on the right side of the infield. This is going to be Edmund that takes charge and makes the catch, and there's two down. I'm disappointed myself.
I'm disappointed in you, too. I got
a chance
be
to make a catch there. And it was coming in. I wasn't ready.
No, that had some heat on it. You did the right thing.
It hit me.
You did. Oh, I know that. I saw it.
Yeah.
When I got out from underneath the desk here, I saw it.
Here's Tyrone Taylor. And the pitch. He is a called strike. It's 0-1.
That's about as close as you get to getting drilled.
That's going to be my only chance maybe my entire career, and I didn't make the play.
No, you'll be all right.
Story of my life. 0-1. And Taylor took a called strike. It's 0-2. Got a good scuff mark on it.
Yeah, this is this one's been used. You can see that.
0-2 pitch. Taylor takes high. 1-2. The first thing I remember seeing after I didn't make the catch was Josh Maurer's face in the disappointment. Like, oh, because he's been wanting to get one up here for so long. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Taylor strikes out, and the Brewers are retired in order here in the bottom of the fourth. We go to the fifth. Cardinals with a 2-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, what are you cooking, Tony?
Usinger's bacon. What else would I cook for breakfast?
You got that right, pal. It's just not breakfast if it doesn't include some great-tasting Usinger bacon.
You got it, Bob.
That wouldn't happen to be Usinger's peppered bacon, would it?
In fact, it is.
Ah, thick slices of black pepper rub bacon, perfectly smoked in Usinger smokehouses. Hey, let's play two.
It's an off day, you.
Two rounds of bacon, peppered, followed by honey glazed.
Now you're talking.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Over $1 billion collected for their clients. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
Hey, right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com. 2-1 Cardinals as we head to the fifth. And here to call it for you, Bob Uecker.
All right, Lane, thank you very much. And Andrew Kisner is going to lead things off and looks at a strike on a bender. Nothing and one on Kisner. Hauser deals again. He checked in time, I think he did. Even now at a ball and a strike. 2-1 St. Louis here in the fifth inning. Dropping one down low again, right back with a changeup. Two balls and a strike, back in there, this time missing. Fastball high and wide. Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. Hauser finds home plate with a fastball. And it's 3-2 now, full up. Find the top brands at great prices at Fleet Farm. Hauser wheels and deals again. Missed outside, he walked him. So a strikeout for Kisner, and now a walk for him. Runner aboard, Jose Fermin is the batter. Baseball also brought to you by Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big Vibe, they call it. Seltzer that passes the vibe check. Runner on for St. Louis with nobody out. Down low and away, and a good pick by Contreras. One ball and no strikes. Game one of three against St. Louis. We'll have them all for you on the Brewers Radio Network. And the pitch, jam job hit foul to the St. Louis dugout. Crowd tonight should be in that 30,000 range. 34 maybe. One ball and one strike. Regular season up and in, about letter high off the inside corner. It's 2-1. Regular season comes to an end with this homestand. Cardinals and the Cubs. From the stretch, here it is. Runner goes, swinging a bouncer near second. And Terang trying to hang on to second base and pick that ground ball all at the same time. Didn't happen. St. Louis going to wind up with runners at second and third and nobody out. Terang had the play. If he makes it, he's got an easy double play. Didn't happen that way. Kisner running. He got to second, and then the ball missed by Terang, got in the center field, allowing Fermin to get to second base. Now with the infield up, strike on Wynn, and it's nothing and one on him. They have charged Terang with an error. He has been so solid at second base. Swinging a fly ball into deep right center. The catch and the throw is going to go to third base, and they got him. Wow, what a throw by Sal Frelick, all the way on the line to Donaldson, and he was waiting for Fermin when he got there. Wow. It'll be a sack fly with a run scoring. But what a throw by Sal Frelick. And there are two outs now. The catch, and he had himself in perfect position to make a throw all the way. And they got him high and wide, and it's one ball and no strikes now on Tommy Edman. What a play by Frelick again. And the pitch, hit to right and deep, big trouble, and it is gone for Tommy Edman. And the Cardinals add one more. It is 4-1 St. Louis now. That one wound up in the St. Louis bullpen. And the batter is going to be Paul Goldschmidt, but not before Chris Hook heads out there to talk things over with Adrian Hauser. It was a 2-1 St. Louis lead after four. They've added two more here in the fifth. Now with two outs and Chris Hook with Hobie Milner up in the Brewers' bullpen. They have three hits in the game. That's it. Now Goldschmidt is going to stand in. The pitch hit in the air to left center. It's going to be playable for Sal Frelick. Yelich gives way to him. And the inning finally ends, but not before St. Louis gets two more. It's now 4-1 Cardinals on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your country. 98Q Country.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Well, down by three as they come to bat here in the fifth inning with Christian Yelich to lead off, and he looks at a ball off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Michaelis kicks and deals again down low, and it's 2-0. From the windup, Michaelis, the kick and the pitch. Yelich bangs foul to the left field seats. Despite a heck of a throw by Frelick, they still got two. And lead by three. Fouled again by Christian. You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
Checking on that foul ball that came into the booth. It put a mark on my partner.
Yeah, a little bit.
2-2 pitch coming. Yelich fouls again down the left field side. I thought the ball hit your hands.
I think it hit my hands. It came in. If I wouldn't have moved, it would have hit me in the head.
Well, we don't want that.
No, that wouldn't have been good.
2-2 and coming back. Breaking ball a bit high. 3-2.
And so I stood up to try and catch it, and it was coming in kind of right above the counter, so that it wasn't a lot of room, and I tried to get my hands on it. I think I got my hands on it, and then it hit my chest from there.
Yeah, I saw that. You showed me the mark just a minute ago. I thought it got your hands, the pitch. Fouled again by Yelich down the left field side. I saw the ball come in, and It hit the edge of the counter.
Yeah.
And then I thought it got your hands, but that didn't happen. It got you in the chest.
Yeah. Well, you know, you always say you got to be a dog.
You got to be a dog. That's right. 3-2. Fouled by Christian Yelich. Still full up, 3-2.
Just taking your advice. You're trying to be a dog.
I don't want you to be a puppy. You got to be a dog.
That's right.
You're all right, though. I know it got you. 3-2 pitch. Struck him out, swing. Low inside slider. And Yelich is gone. Another strikeout for Miles Michaelis, and here's Contreras, strikeout, base hit for him. But you're okay, and you got the ball, and
I threw it,
gave it back to another fan, okay.
Yeah. I didn't need anything to do with that ball anymore.
Swinging a base hit up the middle for Contreras. All right. One on with one out. And Carlos Santana can do some damage in a hurry, you know that. We're in the fifth, 4-1, St. Louis has the lead. Still that throw by Frelich to turn a routine fly into a double play from deep right center. Very, very impressive, the pitch. Curveball drops in nicely for a strike. Another $100. In a donation, feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. That comes from Hupie and Abraham. One strike delivery. Hit to left center. Going to be playable, though. And caught by Palacios. Good pitch by Michaelis. And Santana did the right thing, going the other way. Hit it well, but it was caught. Here's Marquetta, 2-1 and one on. St. Louis up by a score of 4-1. Michaelis trying to win his eighth of the year. And the pitch, curve drops low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. 15th career start against the crew for Michaelis. 16th overall appearance. There's a curve and a dandy dropping in there nicely, and it's even at 1-1. Two men are out, and the pitch. Popped foul. This one's going to get out of play behind home plate. And it's ball one and strike two now. Eight career wins by Michaelis against Milwaukee. That's his most against anybody. And the pitch. Jam job popped up. Good pitch. Goldschmidt in foul territory. A one-handed catch. And the inning is over. So after a one-out base hit, he gets out of it. No further damage done. Sixth inning coming up. It's 4-1 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time.
Kids, be part of a major league moment. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Pick up an entry form at your local PNC Bank.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Another Wisconsin summer, sitting by a cozy campfire, catching some sun on your favorite lake, or going to our favorite ballpark. Carbless, handcrafted vodka, tequila, and rum cocktails are ready to enjoy anywhere you find yourself this summer. Carbless has zero carbs, zero sugar, gluten-free, and is only 100 calories, so you can experience bliss without the guilt. Choose from flavors like black raspberry, lemon lime, or pineapple. Don't let your summer fly by without one. Discover Carbless online or at a retailer near you.
Baseball, America's pastime. Ice cream, America's favorite dessert. A perfect match. Wisconsin's team and Wisconsin's ice cream, Cedar Crest. Made in small batches from scratch and slowly pasteurized to lock in flavor. Ice cream.